today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre ones, and they could show up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Dateline England for story number one. Here's a lady who is charging her family for Christmas dinner.
Her own family? Okay, then.
Yeah. Woman in England posted on a parent's website a couple of days ago about her mother-in-law, who is charging everyone £21, $21, maybe $30, for Christmas dinner.
Better be some meal.
You are all coming to my house? You're going to pay for it all.
You're more than welcome. Now ante up.
Right.
That, what a cheapskate.
Yes!
Here's my family is very, very cheap.
Here's
but
the catch.
When we invite people over, they eat for free,
you're
for crying out loud.
You're going to provide a meal?
Yes.
Here's the catch.
What?
She's doing carryout on Christmas Day.
I don't.
She says, well, I'm doing carryout, so everyone's got to help pay.
No.
Seems pretty cheap.
What I will be doing is not attending.
Right. Sorry, I can't make it this year.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe you'll find this under the tree this year.
Okay.
DatelineAmazon.com for story number two. Or maybe this will be under the tree in the Rat's White Elephant Secret Santa Gift Exchange.
Ooh, I like that.
The Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Ah, the one on Sopranos.
Has evolved.
It's evolved.
You know, it sits on the wall and you walk by, you press the button.
You press the button and start singing.
It sings Take Me to the River.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a new version that connects via Bluetooth to your Amazon Alexa. And so when Alexa gives you your answer to whatever your question may be.
Oh, that's smart.
Billy Mouth mouths the words.
Billy Bass.
Billy Bass.
Big Mouth Billy Bass Mouth.
So there
he
you go.
He starts doing the word. Now, could you then sync it with 95.9 The Rat and Billy Bass will start singing all of the Rat Rock?
Ooh, I like that idea.
See what I'm saying?
I like that. We play
and
Disturbed.
And if that happens, take some video and let's get this thing viral.
I want to see Billy Bass Mouth the wow, wow, wow from Disturbed.
Exactly.
That I'd pay good money for.
Okay.
This. Costs $40, so I don't know if I'm getting
now,
in on
come
that.
Come on.
And Dateline Minnesota for story number three. The Minnesota State Parole got several calls about a month ago about a woman who was driving erratically on Interstate 94. She was crossing lanes, going on and off the shoulder, running onto the grass, getting back on the road.
Yeah.
Was she hammered?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
High as a kite?
Yeah, probably.
Eating?
Something.
None of the above.
Texting.
She was watching Netflix on her iPad.
Watching Netflix on your iPad.
Now, don't look at me and tell me you haven't looked at the grippy while you're driving down the road on the Garden State cash cow. I have.
I've done a couple things.
But watching Netflix on your iPad while driving, very well, turned out it was Netflix and crash because she smashed right into the median divider.
Oh, God.
That
I mean,
trip.
She's okay, right?
Oh, so, she's
all
fine.
Right, now we can laugh at her and call her a dumpski.
The car is totaled, but what are you going to do?
I'll confess. I've sadly watched things on my phone while in the parkway. It's just not Netflix.
Not a good idea.
Hello, Pornhub.com.
Let this be a lesson to you. Once you get stuck in your steering wheel.
That's not a stick shift. By the way, to that lady, don't spoil House of Cards.
Yeah.
I'm about to finish it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Quick check of the roads, and then we do the quiz tomorrow morning. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read four stories on the air. Three of them were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One, I made up today at about 4:20. And if you can spot that phony, then you got a great shot at winning tickets to see Weezer and Pixies in Madison Square Garden next year.
Great show.
Tickets for that go on sale tomorrow morning.